Hi.
Hi.
Perfect timing. It's time to take a break with Jean and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. Or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning. Warning, 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 warning. I'm here to warn you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Y'all be careful out there. Side effects of this show may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Do.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Mary. Boy,
You
I'll tell you
know
what.
what?
This jocularity, it really goes to town around here, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder if our listeners know what we mean by jocularity, because we talk about it every time I give that warning, whenever I
I don't
remember to
know.
give the warning.
I
So I
don't know.
decided to make jocularity our word of the day.
Okay, cool.
You know, and I know that it means all about having fun. It's a
Yeah.
state of good cheer or good humor. You can't tell a good joke if you don't possess jocularity. It's a feeling of facetious merriment. It's just two clowns being clowny, pretty much.
Just being happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, a couple of days ago you asked me a question. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You constantly tell us on Unscripted, at least, that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So I want to ask you, how do I make cleaning my toilets fun? Tricked ya.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know how I am with pop quizzes. Sometimes it takes me a little
I
time to get rolling
know.
on them.
But think about it. You
Oh
said that you
yeah.
can make anything fun.
Well, and that you say this is kind of interesting. I am having fun with that because I've thought about this a lot. I say it out loud. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And I believe it. And I've tried to think of things that I couldn't make fun, you know, and I think of all the things, you know, things like funerals and death and all that stuff. Well, you know, I'm not there right now. I could probably come up with a way to make it fun, though,
I
in
will
real
tell
life.
you that a funeral isn't fun per se, but I've almost always, after a funeral, had a moment of jocularity when talking about the deceased person. And I got to share one of my woo-woo stories with you.
Sure.
I was at a funeral one time for a man I barely knew. I knew his wife and I knew his children, but I didn't know him. But I went to his funeral as a sign of respect for her.
Sure.
And this was a Catholic funeral, and Catholics are all about their rituals and
Ceremony.
ceremony. That's the word I'm looking for, pomp and circumstance.
Yes.
So, of course, him being a good Catholic man, he'd had 2 or 3 days prior to the funeral, a rosary was said on his behalf, and I was there for that. And then we had the funeral, and people who don't know what the Catholic religion's about wouldn't understand, so I'm going to try to explain it. They use, just like we have incense to make your room smell better, the Catholic Church uses frankincense, which is a very rare, I think it's a mineral that they burn, and it makes the room smell very heady and very thick with fragrance. It's part of the one of the things that was given to Jesus Christ by the three wise men when he was born,
Yeah,
gold,
frankincense and
frankincense, and
myrrh.
myrrh.
Yeah.
Well, the frankincense was used at least in those days, part of the embalming process. And that's why the Catholics burn it. It's symbolic of an embalmment and mummification and so forth. The smoke is you can visibly see the smoke. And I had gone there on my lunch break and was taking the back seat so that I could get out of there quickly. But I looked up and I saw what appeared to be someone coming down from the ceiling and reaching into where this man laid and taking him out by the hand and going up through this, you know, in a spiral in this incense. And I promise I had not smoked any wacky weed that day or taken any mushrooms or anything. I was stone cold sober. And
that
I
was a problem.
Yeah, that was the problem. No. But I saw this and you know how your brain thinks faster than you can shut it down?
Yeah.
I had a thought in my head that I didn't want to formulate, but it came out anyway, because thoughts are faster than thinking, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, why are you taking him now? Why didn't you take him the moment he died or last night at the rosary or 15 minutes ago? And I realized that I was actually talking to Jesus at that point. Mm-hmm. And he turned and he looked at me and he said, who are you to question me? And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to hell. This was back in the days when I was steeped in religion.
Right.
No longer that same person. But then he turned and he smiled and winked at me. So when he and the man's name was Felix, when he and Felix had left the visual area, the room filled, the church filled up with angels that were dancing. And I couldn't stop giggling in the middle of a funeral because it was so much fun to watch them. I had to put my hand over my mouth and hope that people thought I was crying because I was shaking with laughter so much. These angels were so comical at a funeral. That's so awesome. I always think about that when you say, how can you make a funeral fun? Uh-huh. When you see a bunch of angels of all different shapes and sizes dancing, that's pretty funny.
Oh, absolutely. Especially as a kid, you know, young, that's,
I was grown up, but I wasn't necessarily a kid.
Oh, okay. The kid inside.
The kid inside saw it. Yeah.
Came out. That's awesome.
But I still want to know how to make my toilet cleaning job easier.
Well, you know, before you do that, you got me thinking of an incense story.
Okay.
Because one of the things I remember in my life was a trip to Jerusalem and Bethlehem over in the Holy Land. When I was in the Navy, I landed in Israel for a short visit. And I took a bus trip and a tour over to visit these places. And one of the most just dramatic, memorable moments of my life was stepping into the Church of the Nativity. Mm. Grew up in the Christian church. And as a teenager, I went and got myself confirmed as an Episcopal person. And I didn't really follow, go to church much as an adult. But I do remember I was about 17 and went into this church, and we came from hot, sunny outside into this dark, cooler interior of the church. And as we walked in, of course, they're having service. I imagine it's eternal. But the walked in and the vaulted ceilings went probably 200 feet straight up in cathedral ceilings with the stained glass up the side and the sun coming in, just filling the whole thing with color. And the priests walking with big buckets size incense burners full of incense, just billowing in just pillars of smoke up into the, and the whole place just real strong, and the sound of the chanting of the worship service. And it was just, even now I'm getting goosebumps thinking of it. It was just so impactful, you know. And as a later on, as a historian and a student of history, I read about in the Mideast that the way that they were able to communicate the message of the church to the peasants that couldn't read were through these spaces, these cathedrals. The stained glass, mm-hmm, and the paintings and things told the stories in pictures. And they could come into these churches with this aroma of this beautiful aroma that is very different from the hovel that they were living in, under the branch in the field, sort of thing. And just the transformation of the otherworldliness of this place inside, I'll never forget it. It took me there, I guess you could call it.
Well, there's a lot to be said about the rituals of organized religion.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, if you think about it, they call themselves non-organized, but there's a certain organization involved in what we consider New Age or spiritual circles, mm-hmm, where people will say, I'm going to have a drum circle tonight, or we're going to do a full moon ceremony. You think in terms of them not being ritual, but there are certain steps they follow.
Sure.
And those rituals help us connect to one another.
Yeah. We're all doing the same thing. We're on the same team spiritually, energetically, if you will.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you, it was, I think probably one of my favorite memories of being in the Navy, but there was a lot of them. And I remember my bosun's mate, first class, told me more than once, assured me that he was doing me a favor. And he really did. He assured me that the toilet cleaning that I learned in the Navy, I was so good at it. Believe me, I had inspectors teaching me often. And it was amazing. He was right. He gave me a skill I could use my entire life. And I've actually cleaned toilets all over the world. One of my favorite toilet cleaning jobs was working for the state of Colorado as a seasonal ranger. They gave me a little short bed pickup truck with a giant tank of water on the back and some Clorox, some gloves, and a hose. And I used to go around and take care of the block pit toilets.
I can't use a hose in my house, Gene.
It was pretty cool. I know, but it was fun, you know. The other thing was fun. You know, I'll tell you though, the hose. I've cleaned commercial bathrooms and stuff. Although I've been in property maintenance and management, so I've cleaned baths. A hose is the way to go. And if you have to remodel your bathroom, just put a drain in it, put the tile up the side, just scrub it and hose it down. You're good. And that's my advice after cleaning bathrooms from around the world. Now, one of the things I do while I'm cleaning the bathroom is I think of things, and I think of things like that. Like, how could I make it better? I could just skip the whole thing, just put a drain in the middle, tile the whole bathroom, the walls, the floor, everything, put a bidet in that corner, put a hole, you know, in the middle with some place to stand. In Portugal, they had that, just a little dish in the floor kind of. There were a couple of skids you stood on and did your business in the closet. Oh, they only had one door and they should have had two, but see, something like that, you just hose it off, you know? So I'm thinking that I would figure out a way. If I wasn't having fun cleaning the toilet, I'd figure out a way to, seriously. There's no reason not to.
Well, I can remember when my kids were smaller, I used to get them to work, you know, do household chores by making it a game.
Yeah.
And I would tell them, like, if we had to, you know, knock out the dirt out of a rug or something, mm-hmm. I'd say, there's snakes on the other side, hit it really hard. Or having boys made it easier. I could think of military things or very aggressive things. And one of them liked it. The other one, I said, okay, you can knock all the dirt out of the rug and then you can draw pictures in the sand. So I don't remember how I don't think I ever convinced them that cleaning the toilets was fun.
Well, but that's the Tom Sawyer white picket fence philosophy that you and I have discussed in the past. You know, help people learn how to have fun. You know, it's kind of where I'm at in life right now.
Yeah.
Just because I know how I figured out how to do it. You want to learn it? Hang around me. I'll show you.
Yeah,
you
know, I've got to learn how to make housekeeping as fun as be uniquing.
Well, we need to do, you know what? We need to do a weekly show about it. And you need to get a co-host that can come over and help you clean house. And you can take turns and do a show about it. But not me, because I'm not interested in that.
Maybe I could get me a co-host who would videotape how dirty my house is and show the before and after.
Maybe so. There you go. It's a whole show in the making. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. It's time for us to leave you guys to your business. And we're going to go back to doing what we do when we're not breaking with y'all. Please check us out again tomorrow. I look forward to hearing from you online as well. Visit beunique.org, please, for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Boom. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.